Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making global headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. I want to talk about what's been happening in Austria overnight. But before that, as you've been talking about Donald Trump, just a heads up, in the next 24 hours, a very interesting battle is going to play out in Washington, D.C., as the former White House counsel Don McGahn decides whether he will defy a congressional subpoena. Don McGahn is really the key witness to the allegations in the Mueller report that Donald Trump may have committed criminal obstruction of justice in attempting to influence or dismantle the Mueller investigation. Don McGahn testified at length to Mueller and appears to have implicated the president in a number of potential instances of obstruction of justice. The congressional Democrats have issued him a subpoena to appear before them tomorrow. But this morning, the White House has directed him to defy that subpoena. Congressional Democrats say that if he does defy that subpoena, they'll hold him in contempt.
If Don McGahn does not appear on the 21st, then we will move to hold him in contempt, the same way that we moved to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt. But what does this mean? You know, when I'm at the grocery store or the post office, people don't walk up to me and go, hey, what's the deal with contempt? What they want to know is, why is the Trump administration hiding information? What are they covering up?
Congressman Ted Lieu there. Now, Don McGahn is a private citizen and he has a choice to make: face the wrath of the Congress or of Trump. We'll keep an eye on that over the next 24 hours. But, Fran, the biggest story around the world this morning is from Austria, where the governing coalition there has collapsed. Here is the Austrian president, Alexander Van der Bellen.
Kurzer Rückblick, ich habe gestern gesagt,
what's happened here is not Austria, and I have lost faith in part of the federal government. Therefore, in agreement with the Chancellor, I have decided that the right move for Austria is to hold early parliamentary elections.
That's Alexander Van der Bellen. He is a left-wing Greens Party president, but it's not a problem with the left that's caused this. It's the far right. Let me take you back a little bit. You might remember in 2016, there was a tightly fought presidential election in which the far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer almost became president. He was defeated by Van der Bellen, though, but that wasn't the end for his Freedom Party. They contested the 2017 legislative election and finished third. But with the second-placed centre-right People's Party, they were able to form a right-wing anti-immigration coalition and take control of the legislature. People's Party leader Sebastian Kurz became Chancellor, and Freedom Party leader Heinz-Christian Strache became the Vice-Chancellor. But it's now emerged that in the lead-up to that 2017 election, Heinz-Christian Strache met in Ibiza with a woman who said she was the niece of a Russian oligarch. The woman told him that she wanted to invest €250 million in Austria. Strache says that he welcomes that idea. He said that he has been meeting with advisors of Russian President Vladimir Putin to plan for strategic collaboration like this, and suggests the woman could help the Freedom Party in the 2017 election. He said in return he would take state road contracts away from an Austrian construction company and give them to her Russian company. He says that she could help by buying one of the largest newspapers in Austria and giving the Freedom Party favourable coverage. He suggested that he could restructure the public broadcaster, ORF, the Austrian equivalent of the ABC, to become more government-friendly. He mentions the idea of privatising the broadcaster. Another Freedom Party figure says the party has been getting untraceable donations from an Austrian gun manufacturer named Gaston Glock. The reason we know all of this quite explosive information is because the woman wasn't really a Russian oligarch's niece, and because the whole conversation was being recorded secretly. The Freedom Party has been extremely antagonistic with the press since they came to government, but when this recording was released by German media, they quickly realised that Strache had to go. Less than 24 hours after the story was released, Vice-Chancellor Strache resigned.
Meine Person darf aber nicht der Grund dafür sein, das zu verunmöglichen und vielleicht einen Vorwand zu liefern.
He says he doesn't want to be the cause of the government breaking up and losing its agenda, because that is what the people who organise this sting would want. He calls the sting an unlawful dirt campaign, and says that his behaviour in the conversation with the woman was typical macho behaviour brought on by alcohol and probably the desire to impress an attractive hostess. He was fired. the general secretary of his party was thrown out of cabinet, and that's led all ministers from his all cabinet ministers from the Freedom Party to resign, throwing the government into chaos. This is why early elections will be held in September. Russia has denied any involvement in this, but yes, Austria, the government, in complete chaos over a leaked recording, or a secretly made recording, Fran.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.